Hello, and thank you for joining me today for Quiet Moments. Today we're looking at the topic of fairness. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 34, the Bible says, "And Peter opened his mouth and said, 'In truth I perceive that God shows no partiality.'" Partiality literally means one who discriminates. God, as Peter says here in Acts 10 and verse 34, does not discriminate. Think about this. Everyone has the same opportunity to go to heaven, the same opportunity to hear the word of God. With missionaries all over the world today and with the internet, truly everyone has the chance to hear the word of God. They have the same opportunity to have their sins remitted. And to not show partiality means that you are fair and balanced. So you cannot be fair and balanced and yet show partiality. Let's recognize, though, that we know today there are those who claim to be fair and balanced and treat everyone the same, but in reality we find that depending on what you're talking about or who you're talking about, you'll find that partiality raises its ugly head. In Isaiah 45 and verse 21, the latter part of verse 21, says, "And there is no other God besides me," this being God, the Father speaking, "and there is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me." Now notice this. He says a just God. A just God is a fair God, a balanced God. The Christian is also told that we are to treat others as we'd like to be treated. You'll notice here that in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12, the Bible says, "Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets." What we find here is the golden rule, where Christ says, "Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them." Meaning, if you want to be treated good and treated well, you need to treat others well. Treat others with respect. That would go without saying that we want to be fair and balanced to others, that we don't show partiality or bias upon others. Sure, we want to be treated fairly. Surely we do not want to be held to a higher scrutiny than anyone else. Shouldn't others be held to the same scrutiny as us? Now, we are sent in the Bible, it talks about how the teachers and elders are held to a higher standard, how they have to answer for their leadership and their teachings and those types of things. But we're talking about in our daily interactions, do we want to treat everyone else the same? Do we want to treat this person and hold them to one plane of scrutiny, another person of this who, you know, same caliber, supposedly, and hold them yet to a higher scrutiny? That would not be fair. That would not be balanced. We have to think about this as well, how many times and how many different ways this applied in life today. But one that's very important is found in 1 John chapter 4. The Bible tells us in 1 John 4 and verse 1 to test the spirits. Here in 1 John 4 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." Now we look here in verse 1 for just a moment. He says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit." What he's telling us is don't believe everybody. Don't just take everyone as being, especially those who claim to be a Christian, don't just take them as being a sound, faithful, good Christian. Some people say they are a Christian, and when we don't pay close attention, we'll find out that they're not. And sometimes when we're not careful, we find out too late after they have influenced us in a negative manner. He goes on to say in verse 1, "But test the spirits. Make sure that they are who they claim to be." He says, whether they are of God. And he goes on to say, "Because," and here's the reason why, "many false prophets have gone out into the world." This tells us not to be naive here in 1 John 4 and verse 1. The Christian will always be wise when they test the spirits because, as John tells us again here, there are many false prophets who have gone out into the world. We should know today that the world is filled with those who are fake, that they're not who they actually say they are. Friends, let's be those who are fair and balanced, and let's be those who like God in this way, who show no partiality to others. Let's make sure that we are those who treat others fairly, give everyone the same opportunity, and that we ourselves desire to be treated in the same manner as well. As always, I thank you for tuning in today. For those who are watching and those who are just listening to the audio version of this, I thank you for joining me. I thank you for listening and for encouraging others to do the same. As always, you can find out more about BibleWay Media by visiting us on our website at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, we thank you for listening.